And this morning's reading is from Matthew 27, verses 11 to 26, and it's found on page 998 in the Church Bibles. That's Matthew 27, verses 11 to 26, on page 998. Jesus before Pilate. Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Yes, it is as you say," Jesus replied. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?" But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Now it was the governor's custom at the feast to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew it was out of envy that they had handed Jesus over to him. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message, "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" asked the governor. "Barabbas," they answered. "What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ?" Pilate asked. They all answered, "Crucify him." "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I'm innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It's your responsibility." All the people answered, "Let his blood be on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them, and he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. I'm going to be using a bit of old technology at some point this morning, so if the children want to come forward and sit here, they'd be very welcome. But we're all kids, aren't we? So I'm sure that... we can all enjoy it together. Matthew and I, as father and son, sometimes go on a rubbish pick. Have you ever been on a rubbish pick? And we take a sack, a bit like this, and we've got... I forgot to bring it, actually. We've got a couple of those cheap picker things, and you walk around and you pick up Coke cans, and it's quite amazing the things that you will find that people... have left. I mean, what did we found? A car park, didn't we, Matthew, just a couple of weeks ago? Amazing things that you think, why did that person put that there? Do you ever go and do that yourselves? But we also have times, don't we, when we actually tidy up our own houses and we put things in sacks. And that's quite an interesting... I mean, this is the sort of time of year that we... I'm looking at some people who are smiling. You're doing it now. You did the garage last... But we do. This is the time of year when we go through and we find those bits of rubbish. Sometimes we wonder why we got them in the first place. Have you ever had those sort of things? You think, why on earth did I ever buy that? Sometimes they're things that are just worn out. Sometimes they're things that we really probably shouldn't have had in the first place. You know, that wasn't really worth... I shouldn't never have bought that, really. That was the wrong thing to have got. And we clear out all that clutter and that rubbish. But how would you feel, when you go to the rubbish dump and you chuck it all away, how would you feel if somebody was to rummage through your rubbish and have a look at it? When you go through the airport and there's someone who's been caught in that red queue, when you look at them and you see their suitcase open, you think, oh, I do feel sorry for them in some ways, don't you? Because that security guard has got... he always puts the rubber gloves on. And he rakes through all this... You're smiling, Ron. I'm going to invite you up here in a minute. And he rakes through all this rubbish, all the stuff, in the suitcase. And you think, what does that reveal about you when somebody does that? If somebody was to look through your life and to find those bits of rubbish, to look through your rubbish, what would they find? You hear about this happening in Hollywood, don't you? That some star gets their rubbish bin raked through by somebody. And then what they're trying to do is find out about that person. And it's very, very, very invasive. Now, what I've actually got in, I just realised beforehand, we wanted to put something in it. And this is a bag of my old underwear. I mean, it really is. It's washed, I promise, right? But it's what I use to clean the car sometimes, because there's nothing better than an old rag, is there? So, you know, for polishing up bits and pieces. I haven't done it for a while, but this is what I would use to do that. But if you were to look in there, and I was going to invite Ron to come up and have a go, but if you were to look in there, you'd find out, why does he wear blue? I mean, those sort of questions. And I would feel, even though this has been washed and it's been used countless times on the car, you'd feel a little bit as though someone was looking into your life in a way that actually might be quite, you know, demeaning, actually. So despite our confident exteriors, we all harbour things, don't we, that we're not too pleased about. But actually, do you know what? We'd rather not have raked up, and the things that we would prefer to just put in a bag and to keep suppressed. The things that we've allowed ourselves to see and to do that we shouldn't have done. The things that we've done to other people that we shouldn't have done. The things that we actually should have done for other people that we haven't done. I think there's an awful lot of those. Deep down, that we know our lives are full of bad decisions, bad motives, we've got bad hearts, and we spend an awful lot of time and effort covering up what we really are. I know that's true about me, and I'm guessing it's true about you. And just like spring cleaning, sometimes we need to look into ourselves and find out a little bit about ourselves and find those things that aren't so nice and to decide what to throw away and what to deal with. So I'm going to turn to this old technology. Now, do you know, it wasn't that long ago that this is what we used to do every week here. We had someone sitting here putting up overhead. In fact, there used to be a screen that was propped up in the pulpit. And it was that table over there with the mirror on it. That was what the overhead projector went to. And then we used these overhead slides. Now, the old people here will remember those very well, right? It used to be so. The older people, sorry. Yeah, I don't suppose Matthew, have you seen one of these things before? You have? Okay, all right. But this is how, you know, they used to use them in schools and all, didn't they? Schools and all sorts of places. We're going to use this bit of technology today to look at some slides. And this is a great series that really illustrates a key point. And this story is all about the relationship between man and God. Have you seen it before? If you have, then enjoy it again. So this is about the relationship between man and God, where it was a great relationship. And every morning they would talk to each other through this tube. Nothing got in the way of their relationship. And if you like, that's a picture, isn't it, of the Garden of Eden. But what happened? What was the first thing that got thrown in the tube? The apple core. This sin, this thing got thrown into the tube. And look at God's reaction to it. He's horrified at the thing that stood between man and God in this tube. And of course, being what we are, this is looking more like my garage. Soon, that tube became entirely cluttered with our rubbish, separating God from man. Man from God. Man, how does he look? Unhappy? Happy? Unhappy, doesn't he? And there's God, look, just standing on the other side, sitting on the other side. What's going to happen here now? So what did God do about it? God wouldn't leave it at that. So he put on, in this slide series, he put on a mystery man T-shirt, disguised himself, made himself something else, and climbed over the fence into our world. And he climbed over the fence, and look what he's got on his shoulder. He's got a sack. It's not a black sack like this one, it's green, it just works better on the slides, but it's a sack, and a sack prepared to do a job. And as he began to collect all the rubbish from the tube and put it in the sack, what was man's reaction? What do you say, Faith?
Angry.
Why do you think he's angry?
Yeah,
but I mean, the stuff he didn't want, really, wasn't it? You know, it's like the rubbish that we've got. Someone come and dealing with your rubbish, taking it away, looking at it, examining it, seeing what it is really. And you wouldn't like that, would you? And that's what's happening here. Man is angry because God is intervening, dealing with it. Ron's smiling because he's... Why are you smiling, Ron? The mystery man, quite happily, you see his face, quite happily taking this rubbish out of the tube. So what was man's reaction to that? And the answer was that he took the mystery man, nailed him to a cross, but look at what's in his hand. He's got that sack. The sack with all the things, all the dirt, all the filth, all the sin in his hands as he took it to the cross. And happily going to the cross for us with our sin in it. Well, so man murdered him. And since the mystery man wouldn't let go of the sack, he nailed it up with him. It was 3 days later. Man was feeling pretty low about things. When somebody touched him on the shoulder and said, "Hey, we can be in a relationship again now." And that is a parallel story of what Jesus has done for us on the cross. When you look at the picture of that mystery man nailed to the cross, holding that sack of rubbish, for us, that speaking of Jesus went to the cross, taking all the dirt, the sin, the pain, all the rubbish of the world, including the rubbish of my life, the things that I have done and the things that I'm going to do because I trust in him. He didn't let it go. He held on to it to the very end. And in his death, he paid the price for everything we've ever done wrong so that we can have a fresh relationship with Jesus, with God. Let's pray, shall we?